Hola raza, Chicano casters. Believe it or not, I'm doing another show. And yeah, so soon after my 2021 comeback show. Damn, even I don't believe it, raza. That's right, cabrones, return of the fern. Let's just hope it lasts this time. Orale. Today's show is Chicano Cast number 45. And it's late today, but you know, I had to record it today, even though it won't be released today. It was in my head all day to do this and come up with something. So I sat down kind of late, wrote something up a lo pendejo, and recorded this show. ¿Saben qué, raza? It feels like an emotional day. Yeah, it's been 1 year since we lost Kobe. So today's show, number 45, is on Kobe and the Ricky Martin moment. Raza, I remember the day the news was on and it was saying Kobe had died in a helicopter crash and his daughter was with him. Right away, I thought, what a damn tragedy. Doesn't seem fair, but I didn't really go beyond that for me. Until my nephew started texting me and some even calling me. Yeah, millennials actually calling. That told me how personal and emotional it was for them. I remember one nephew saying, Tio, how can this happen to Kobe? Can this be true? Another nephew was asking if I heard the news and then asked why this happened. I don't think he really expected an answer. At that point is when I realized how important Kobe is to millennials. How you grew up watching him being superhuman on the court, being the best player in the NBA for many years, seeming invincible to his young fans. All these feelings, raza, I have to admit, I never got. Mostly due to my age. You know, I grew up in the Magic Johnson days, so that was my hero. The only way I can kind of understand what you millennials feel or felt is what I felt the day Magic said he was retiring from the NBA due to contracting AIDS. I thought, what? We won't see you play anymore? Or you're not going to make Magic on the court anymore? No way. That can't be true. At least that's what I thought about Magic Johnson. But for you listeners, Kobe was definitely more tragic. And the bigger tragedy was his young daughter, who still had so much life to live. So I want to remember Kobe on this show, this small podcast, being today is January 26, 2021, the 1 year anniversary of Kobe's death. So celebrating Kobe, I want to reflect on his accomplishments. And by all the accomplishments that I will be stating, in no way am I saying he was a perfect man, but he was a great man. You know, the only comparison on the court I can make is Michael Jordan. Only those two could electrify a court and dominate a game at will. So, raza, Kobe is a 5-time NBA champion. Kobe is a 17-time All-Star, 17 years in a row. Kobe is a slam dunk champion back in 1997. Kobe is an 81-point scorer in an NBA game. No mames, 81 points, that is superhuman. Kobe is a 2-time NBA Finals MVP. And Kobe is a 2-time Olympic gold medal winner. But you know what, raza? I bet, and I'm speculating here, that none of those achievements compare to his pride of being a dad to 4 beautiful daughters. I was honestly surprised at what a good dad he became to those girls and a good husband. He matured like fine wine both on and off the court. So raza, I see your pain and I get it. We lost a great one, especially to those of us who are from Los Angeles. He was our pride. He had a connection to raza. This possibly due to his wife Vanessa, who is of Mexican descent and speaks Spanish fluently. Yeah, a Chicana in my book. And Kobe himself could speak Spanish. I knew he spoke Italian. And maybe that made it easier for him to pick up Spanish from the suegros. I also read he did interviews in Spanish. So cool, raza. And that is what we all miss. We miss him on and off the court. So we felt that connection to him, but mostly we felt gratefulness to what he brought to our beloved Lakers and how he entertained the hell out of us for all those years. So Kobe, you will forever be missed and raza will always love you. Raza, I quickly want to give a quick shout out to my friends over at My Grito Industries. If you aren't familiar with My Grito is a Latino-run independent label and artist collective helping give Latino artists a voice. Check out what they've been doing at MyGrito.net and on their socials on Instagram at My Grito. Raza, it's 1999. I am 31 years old and I already have a wife and two kids. And I remember feeling like I'm grinding it out every day just to survive. At work, my bosses are white, their bosses are white, and their bosses' bosses are white. And I feel like I better be happy to have a job, and I better keep my head down and work. And don't ask for more, pendejo. Take what they give you. Crumbs? Yeah, maybe, but that's what raza get. One Wednesday night, tired at home, scrolling the TV like a pendejo through the channels, and the wife yelling at me, párale, wey. Stay on one channel. Me mareas, cabrón. So I left it on the Grammys. Not that I was a big fan of watching the Grammys, but nothing else was on. Then I remember Ricky Martin coming on to perform live. My wife, of course, getting excited, and me, I was like, whatever, yeah, pinche hater celoso. But I remember how he tore up the house with his Cup of Life song, and how he got a standing ovation, mostly from the women in the crowd, and how my wife was extra friendly that night in bed. Órale. So yeah, raza, why am I telling you this? Why is this a topic? Because raza, for me, and maybe for many other Chicanos and Latinos, this began a moment where my pendejo ass finally began to feel proud of being Latino. Not that I was ashamed before, but I just never felt like I could express pride of being Chicano, at least not to anyone who wasn't my family or close friend. It just wasn't done back then. I remember some people, and I probably did it too, pretended not to speak Spanish so people wouldn't think you were paisa. Pinche nopal en la frente, no mames. But that is kind of how it was back then. You didn't outwardly show pride like that. Why for me was it this moment? Well, things began to change, not just for Chicanos, but even other races began to see us differently. As far as me, I remember the next day at work, people wanting to talk to me about the performance and almost congratulating me, like I sang the fucking song. For years, I thought it was just my dumb ass who is so affected by pop culture that a performance like that could actually change the way I felt about myself. But it seems this one changed the country, if not the world. So I Googled the Ricky Martin moment and found some articles about how that one performance changed Latin music and Latin artists forever. Raza, can anyone relate? I really need validation on this one. So if you do relate, please email me at chicanocast@gmail.com. Yeah, raza, I was that pendejo that, you know, I didn't realize being Chicano was so cool until someone like Ricky Martin showed the world how cool Latinos were. And to be honest, back then at 31, I was probably struggling with my identity as far as questioning if I was American because I was born in the USA. Was I Mexican because of my roots? And also because of my brother who was born in Mexico and came to the US at 13. And I would see him try so hard to hang on to Mexico that I felt like I had to do it too. Except that for me, there was nothing there to hang on to. That is one of the main reasons I started this Chicano Cast podcast, to reach out to confused motherfuckers like myself so they don't have to go through the dumb confusion I had regarding my identity. Raza, if you can relate to the shit I talk on my podcast, if you have Mexican roots and have an American culture, then you definitely are Chicano. Honestly, I wish somebody would have told me that back then. It would have been so much easier. So am I just talking shit, or did Ricky's performance actually change anything besides this talking shit Prieto fool finally having some Chicano pride? Well, let me quote some articles to show you that I am not crazy, cabrones. Quoting a Billboard article here, when Martin performed in 1999, Latin music was simply not important to the Academy or to the mainstream music industry. But beyond Martin, it was also a game changer for Latin music worldwide, effectively ushering in what would become known stateside as the Latin Explosion. So before then, raza, Latin music was only heard by Latin people. Artists were relegated only to Latin countries, and Spanish speakers in the USA, they definitely didn't make close to the money their English singing cohorts made. But after this performance, Latino artists suddenly became legit players. Not only did Ricky Martin break out, but also J-Lo, Enrique Iglesias, Marc Anthony, and Shakira. These Latinos paved the way for the success of Latin music that now exists worldwide. But raza, going deeper, a lot deeper, was it only my confusion of my culture that made me lack pride, or could it have been something more? You know, like the fact that I and my people suffered constant discrimination due to the color of our skin and our names. And naively, instead of only getting pissed at those racists for being so small-minded, we also unwillingly feel shame for being brown and not American enough. Is it that for some of us, being born in Mexico makes us feel like we don't have all the rights that someone born in the U.S. has, and that affects our self-esteem? You know, no matter that we came here as two-year-olds and have the Chicano and American culture ingrained in us, we still have that small feeling of not belonging. Maybe because a lot of us are first generation and our families don't have so much, we feel like we have to step up and help and can't dream of bigger things. Or is it because we lack the role models in our families and even in our communities? We don't have anyone who is successful or even has a degree. Is this too deep, Raza? Does this relate to anyone? A lot of these are actually me, Raza. How about you? Guess what, Raza? They are all bullshit. Not that they don't exist or mean that we don't have to go through these struggles, but what I mean, Raza, is that none of these reasons are good enough to hold us back. Not if you are willing to dream, but after dreaming, you take action. And by take action, I mean you work hard or you study hard. Yes, you go after what you want and don't give up. Don't be lazy. Because this is America once again. Let me repeat that. This is America once again. And we can accomplish what we set our minds to. Right now, Raza, there is a reckoning on this country. After the shit Trump pulled, there is a self-examination of America. And Raza, this was a long time coming. My work, the state government, is starting a diversity and racial equity task force with the goal of hiring and promoting more minorities. Biden has just signed executive actions on racial equality. Raza, these will all be opportunities for us, but only if we prepare ourselves and are qualified enough to take advantage of these opportunities. And Raza, they will come, but will we be able to step up? That is the big question. And never feel bad because you got the job, because you're brown. Hell no, Raza. Although if you get the job, it's for much more than your skin color. I guarantee it. Raza, the fucking gringos have had this privilege since the beginning of time. An exclusive club where they hire each other, promote each other, and then congratulate each other. Now it's time we get a piece of the pie. So Raza, take advantage of these opportunities because they are coming. So Raza, prepare. Shit, Raza, with this pandemic, there is no excuse not to study or not to plan. Finally, time is on our side. Raza, I am done, I am tired, and I am out. Stay brown and always stay proud.
Calling you to tell you the job is yours.
Orale. But I didn't even apply for any job.
Don't matter. You're prieto enough to check the box. It pays $250K a year.
You know what? I feel insulted, discriminated by that comment. I feel like I might want to take this up with my lawyer. Did you say $250? Orale. When do I start?